joining us this morning right now from St. John, Newfoundland. Good morning, Doyle.
How's it going? Very nice to be on. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for joining us. You're flying out tomorrow. You're on your way to Sudbury for a gig on a Friday night, and then you're in London the next night. So you've had a busy time, but you've had a whirlwind. You were just recently telling us that you were in London and Dublin.
Yeah, the first sort of week of the summer festival season kicked off over in the UK. We played a big free show outside Canada House for Trafalgar Square. It was awesome. It was 5,000 or 6,000 people in, right in the middle of downtown London. It was so cool. And then I nipped over to Dublin to play a gig with my buddy Russell Crowe. And I flew home, and now off we go to Sudbury and London, Ontario, and then Belleville.
Well, don't make it sound like it was a big trip from Dublin back home to Newfoundland. It's only like, what, 3 hours?
The flight is, when there's a direct flight on, it's incredible. Like we used to fly on WestJet when they had a direct flight. You could fly from St. John's to Dublin. It was like 3 hours, 40 minutes or something.
It was amazing. Yeah, that's like nothing.
Yeah, back in the day when you were a little younger, did you just fly over for a weekend and have a party? No comment.
I did not, but I should have.
How's everything else going? I was thinking about you on the show this morning, and a lot of folks here from Ontario, Western Canada, will travel to the East Coast for summer holidays. I see it all over social media, Alan. Is it the same for those on the East Coast that will say, oh, let's go to Ontario and see how that's doing, or go to, you know, one of the theme parks here in Ontario? Is it like that for those on the East?
I don't think so. I think everybody from, you know, the central part and western part of Canada wants to come east in the summertime, and especially people in the central part and western part of Canada who are originally from the East Coast, they're dying to get home. And it's like
it's the best place to be right there, because I was in Halifax last year, so yeah, I know what you guys are talking about.
Super fun. Super fun here in the summertime, and, like, you know, compared to the rest of the country, our winters are longer out this way, you know, and we only get about 10 weeks where it's super awesome out here, so you're afraid to leave.
Joining the Mixed Morning Crew this morning is Alan Doyle from St. John's, Newfoundland. What's the biggest song that you feel resonates the best with your audience in these summer festivals? Is it Ordinary Day, or am I off the mark on that one?
That's a real big one. So I'm grateful for that song, I'll tell you, and all the great Big C songs. We do a whole bunch of them in the show, and I'm so, because a lot of people heard them, like, in their college pubs or has been with them up for a long time, and God, I'm so grateful for those songs, I'll tell you. Even the traditional Newfoundland ones, you know, that people have, we couldn't believe it when people sang them with us, you know, songs about green boats and stuff like that. And super grateful for those. We have one of the tunes from our band called, it's called 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's just a song myself and Ed Robertson from Bare Naked Ladies wrote, and that one has a big crowd chant, so that's great fun too. They're all designed to make the greatest kitchen party in the history of the world.
So I see that you'll be playing with Bryan Adams in London. Any chance that Bryan Adams will be coming over to Belleville playing with you?
I'll give him a shout. That's super cool, fun, isn't it? I'm actually playing with Bryan Adams this summer. I'm also playing a gig here in St. John's with Shania Twain. It's awesome.
Oh, boy, well, you lucked out this summer.
And you had Russell Crowe earlier, so you're just like rubbing elbows with everybody.
Oh, no, he's name-dropping the A-list this morning on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
Alan. Myself and Elvis Presley will be playing later in the fall.
Okay, you know, I was on your Instagram this morning. Alan Doyle has 63,000 followers on his Instagram, but you only follow 342. I was thinking, what makes Alan Doyle decide to follow somebody on Instagram?
You know, the original, like, 150 or so people I followed are probably, like, friends or buds. And I tend to follow a lot of photographers because I just like to look at how people... I loved it. When Instagram started, it was all about the picture. You know, it's become kind of more of a discussion-based thing now. But I loved the idea that people could tell you where they were just with one picture. And then I always followed photographers. And, of course, I follow a few bands I love and all that stuff. And then when TikTok started, I sort of ventured over that way to watch stuff as well. So, I don't know. I love it all.
What do you make of Post Malone's latest album with all these country stars?
I love it.
And the crossover. The massive hits.
Love it. Love it. I love it. And, you know, part of my own life, you know, drifts towards country music all the time, just because the songs that we loved when we were when I was 13 or 14, like, I think about, like, John Cougar and Bruce Springsteen and those songwriters, you know, that had a gun band with them. If those songs came out, like, if Lonesome Jubilee came out today, everyone would say that that's a country record. And, you know, so the songs that influenced my songwriting and my sort of my young adult life were all songs that today the closest songs in the music world to those kinds of songs come from country music. And so I can see why people are drifting towards it.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. Well said. What else can we get into this morning with you? Anything else you want to promote?
Well, I love coming to Belleville. I'll tell you that right now. I always have fun there. I love it so much. We had great fun at the Empire Theater. It was like we had one of the greatest nights there when the power went out one night.
I was there that night. I was there.
It was awesome.
It was amazing, and the way you held that audience together when the power went out. But I was sitting in the fifth row, and when the lights came back in, I realized my wallet was missing. I got pickpocketed by somebody in the sixth row.
Well, that's funny because I actually found a wallet that night.
Yeah.
thanks for the bar tab. Yeah. Well, what's that pub called across the river? That's the greatest. I love that pub. What's the one across the river there?
It's not open anymore. They
closed. Was it called? The Lion or something?
The Red Lion. Yeah, the Red Lion. They said,
oh, it's closed?
Yeah, it's closed. You still owe them $10 on a tab or something.
I love that place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
well, I can't wait to be there, and I'm super grateful to be asked back, and I love playing around the Empire. It's a very special place in Canada. You know, if you're in a band for a living, you hope that there's venues like that that are just designed for great nights out. So look forward to seeing everybody. And Matt Anderson is joining too with me, Matt and his big band. So it'll be great fun.
All right. Thank you for this. Alan Doyle joining us this morning from Newfoundland. You have a safe flight to Sudbury tomorrow, and we look forward to the show next Saturday, all part of the Empire Rock Fest. Thank you very much, Alan.